according to Tech Cabal's State of Tech in Africa, report, the Nigerian tech sector received $540 million in venture capital funding in 28 deals in the first quarter of 2022. Oh, yes. $540 million in venture capital funding in 28 deals in the first quarter of 2022. That's over, what, 300 billion naira coming into the sector from VC funding alone. So clearly this is a high growth part of the economy, employing more and more Nigerians, putting the country on the map globally. So the question is, does the Nigerian tech sector need the government? What does it need from the government? Does the startup bill provide it? Joining me to answer these questions is someone who helps build the tech sector for a living. He is a product lead at Founders Factory Africa. It's a venture capital firm and venture studio. Chief Andy Boforibo, good to have you on the show. Welcome back to Balogun Broad.
Always great to be here, Sandy.
Now, Lagos, I want to hear from you as well. If you have questions about this bill, this is the first time you're hearing about this bill. If you work in tech, if you're a founder, tell us what you think the problems in the industry are, what you think can be done, what it should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing to help. Women, call us on 0701-465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. And we're streaming live, by the way, on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're streaming on YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. Chief, before we get into this, what exactly does Founders Factory do in the tech space? Because I hear Founders Factory and I'm like, what?
Yeah, so Founders Factory Africa, like you said, we're in venture capital, but we're a VC firm with a difference. We're three in one. We are so we provide investment. So we invest in ventures. We also engage in venture building and venture acceleration. So we are an investor, a builder, and an accelerator. So we give them money, and we also, you know, we put in hundreds of thousands of dollars into our companies. Apart from that, we also help them build their products and build their business. So, for instance, I'm a product manager, a product lead. I help in the building of the product and business model. And then once we help them get a viable business model and viable product, we also accelerate. We help them get to market, build traction, and grow. So we focus on early stage seeds, pre-seed investments.
Okay, so you just, you know, threw around a lot of buzzwords, and my grandmother is listening, and she's like, what does he mean by pre-seed? So can you explain what that means?
It just means a company that is just starting. Okay. Sometimes all they have is just the idea. They've seen a problem in the market. They believe they have the solution. They're able to articulate the solution, which they think can work, but they are not yet able to implement it because, well, they don't have the money yet. So they come to us, and if we believe in the vision, we believe that there's something there, we will help them with the money, but not just the money. We'll help them, you know, refine that solution, think about it better, get to the market, talk to their market, and build it out.
You realize that you just told over a million Lagosians who listened to me that you have money to give to their business, right?
Well, not me personally.
So they're going to find you online. But anyways, I want to start with the objectives of the bill as described in the bill itself, because I spent time reading it. It's intended to, quote, provide a legal and institutional framework for the development of startups in Nigeria, and to A, provide an enabling environment for the establishment, development, and operation of startups in Nigeria. B, provide for the development and growth of technology-related talent. And C, position Nigeria's startup ecosystem as the leading digital technology center in Africa. I think the important first question to ask is, which of these objectives do you believe are valid goals for government? And which do you think government really has no business with?
All right. So it's a great question. I think we take them one by one. I'm just following you along here on the bill here and in the preamble. And it's talking about providing an enabling environment for the establishment, development, and operation of startups. I think we always say, and we all agree, that government should be in the business of setting up an enabling environment for business. So I think that's a no-brainer. I think the question becomes, is that any different for a startup than it is for a regular business?
For a tomato seller.
Yeah, so if government were just doing the job of creating an enabling environment for business anyway, would there be a specific need to do that for startups? So that, I think, is a critical question there. In terms of development of technology-related talent, well, definitely. In all sectors, government plays an important critical role in education and in training capacity building. That's why government is involved in tertiary education. That's why government is supposed to be involved in vocational training as well. The whole idea is government looks at the manpower or the personnel gaps in the society. Okay, these are the sectors that are booming, but they have these personnel needs. So we either directly fund or we incentivize training and development for those personnel needs. So definitely that's a fair objective. And then finally, positioning the ecosystem as the leading digital tech center in Africa. Well, I guess the question there is, well, is it heading that way anyway? And is this a situation where government is needed for that? Or is it a situation where if government remains out of the way, we will get there? So I think that's what's worth exploring.
Now, this bill sets up a whole bunch of institutions to regulate the space. Yes,
yeah,
that's always where I'm a bit weary.
You just said that. I looked at your face. I was like,
I mean, you have the National Council on Digital Innovation, right, chaired by the president and VP, ministers of comms, finance, science and tech, industry, CBN governor, DG of NITA, two reps from Nigeria Computer Society. I didn't know we had a Nigeria Computer Society.
Yes.
Three reps from Startup Consultative Forum.
Right.
And the council is supposed to coordinate all government policies that affect the sector to meet the objectives of the bill. It's going to be able to give research grants to institutions, universities, and individuals. You hear this, and what's hitting you, Chief?
Well, I think the first thing that hits me is, the question has to be, should this be a cabinet level organization? You know, and not just a cabinet level. I mean, His Excellency the President himself.
I mean, you hear $540 million in the first quarter. You're like, oh, these children are making a lot of money.
I think there are lots of people in the industry who would just be a bit, I don't know what the word I should use here, startled to hear that.
Even the president himself and the vice president and the CBN governor. And it's like, okay, why?
Yeah, it's a bit interesting that it's at that higher level. But it's because, as the bill states, that they're going to be formulating policy. So it's policy formulation to coordinate at all, across all MDAs, policies to improve the situation for the tech sector. Of course, that raises the question.
But yeah, the president?
But that raises the question. Like, so you already have the NEC, the National Economic Council, chaired by the vice president. That is, and you also have, under the office of the vice president, the office responsible for ease of doing business. So you ask yourself, is there an overlap here? And if you already have these organs at cabinet level and higher, do we need one more coordinator at cabinet level? So that's a fair question to ask. Then, the thing with the council is not day-to-day. So day-to-day, the council has a secretariat.
Right.
Now, the secretariat is actually NIDDA.
Yeah.
That's under the bill. The way the bill wants to structure it is that the secretariat to handle the day-to-day activity for the council is going to be NIDDA.
Yeah.
So the DG of NIDDA will serve as the secretary, the head of the secretariat of this, startup
agency council. Yeah. Council.
Right. And the secretariat now is the one to enforce whatever policies are being formulated, supervise. They also have a role in defining who is a startup and who isn't under the law. And, it's called, labeled startup. So a startup that passes the test from the secretariat, from NIDDA, will be called a labeled startup and issued a certificate. And those that don't will not be labeled startups. And they are also, apart from that, supposed to, determine, what funding programs come out of the, of the sector, or for the sector, what partnerships, strategic partnerships are set up between you know, the government now, the council, and incubators, accelerators, investors, other players in the ecosystem. So it's a very powerful organ suddenly. NIDA is being given a lot of powers here.
How do you feel about that?
Well, the thing with this is you have to ask, what are the pros and cons? Now, on the one hand, you know, anytime you have one actor, interested actor, with a lot of power to, you know, shape policy and move things, it creates the opportunity to really move the ball forward.
Right.
But on the other hand, when you're assessing policy, you have to ask yourself, well, what are the downsides? What happens if that actor is not motivated or is motivated in a negative way? So, for instance, the idea that a government agency like NIDA, with some input from, you know, select people from the tech ecosystem, which is what is listed here, will now have the right to decide who is a startup and who isn't. There is a bit of an alarm there, because that means the government can pick winners. And it's very important to note that not only will the labeled startups receive direct funding from, you know, the secretariat, that's NIDA, and, you know, a fund, which also the bill says a fund is being set up to fund these startups. Not only will they receive that direct funding from government, but third-party investors will receive preferential treatment if they give preferential treatment to the labeled startups. So if an investor invests, if NIDA labels startup A as a labeled startup, but doesn't label startup B, an investor investing in A will receive a 30% tax break. An investor investing in B will not. So now,
I'm sorry. You know, you're talking about this, and I'm getting the same feeling I was getting when I was reading this bill. A lot of alarm. You know, there's a lot of room here for patronage. There's a lot of room here for corruption. Are you not worried about that? Are you not seeing that, or am I being overly alarmed?
No, definitely. Like I said, you know, in a thing like this, there's always both the pros and the cons. And when you're evaluating a policy, you have to call both out. And so it would be a disservice not to call out that, look, if a government agency is given this power,
this much power,
to choose who is a legitimate startup and who isn't, and also to give incentives to the private sector to agree with that definition, then there is an avenue where the right startups, in quotes, or like real startups doing real work.
What's a real startup?
Exactly. No, what I mean by that is, let's say there's some, there now, and the bill also lists out the criteria based on which a startup should be named a labeled startup.
Talk to me about the criteria.
They should be in operation for less than 10 years while registered with the CAC. They should be working on a product or process that is based in tech or software. They should own some proprietary tech or, you know, hardware or software. So it's a tech company.
At least one Nigerian founder or co-founder.
Yes, exactly. Right. So now those criteria are there, but those criteria are open to interpretation by the council, the secretariat, and it's the SCF. Now, let's see. Because we're looking at the potential downsides. Let's say somebody in the council or the council in general has a whatever vested interest and decides that a startup that actually meets those criteria doesn't. And then another startup that doesn't meet those criteria does. Suddenly, the entire ecosystem of investors and partners and everybody has been given a 30% tax break incentive to agree with that incorrect labeling and to shun the startup that actually fits the criteria and support the startup that doesn't. But then even when, if that doesn't happen, even if there is no corruption there, there is also just the bottleneck, because you have to ask yourself the question, how many startups can this council process, vet, and approve in a year, right? Now, let's say, because every day startups are coming up, you know, I see them in my job, and, you know, you have hundreds, thousands of them coming out. And right now, as it stands, they all have nominally access to the market, access to investors and everything. But now suddenly, there is this bottleneck where you have to go and get approved by this government agency. And they have to label you as a legit startup. There's a process there. Now, the companies on the other side, investors and so forth, are waiting for the companies that come out of that pipeline and are you know, matching brick and not investing in companies that have not yet gone through that process. So suddenly, there's a danger that investment slows down while everybody is waiting for that 30% tax break in the ones who have gone through a process. And then you have to ask yourself, how efficient will government be in getting people through that process? I mean, we're here talking about NINs just recently here.
Isn't there a danger that we end up with two classes of startups and with all or most of the benefits going to one?
I think that danger is apparent. It's clear that that danger exists. And in the wording of the startup bill, I don't think enough is done to protect startups that don't get labeled startups by the government. And not just that. And it's one thing. I think there's a difference between a situation where government says, you know what, we know that there are a few thousand startups out there where we, for what we have, our resources, we are going to focus on these 50 that we know we can help, right? And let the rest of the ecosystem handle the rest. That's fine. Now, that's one thing. But in this situation where government is giving incentives for the entire ecosystem to follow them, to choose those same 50 labeled startups that they've chosen, what ends up happening is, what happens to those others, those other couple of thousand? Will they end up getting neglected? Or will they end up fighting for the scraps? So there's so I think the question here, there's a quid bono question that has to be asked here. Who benefits? And do the benefits outweigh the potential costs?
Do they?
Well, that's a question, I think, for the public to decide and the policymakers to decide. But I don't think that...
In your opinion, who benefits?
Well, in my opinion, whoever gets labeled as a labeled startup benefits the most. But so the question now becomes, how transparent will that be? How wide will that umbrella
be? Given the track record of all the other government agencies that currently exist and the work they're supposed to do and the services they're supposed to provide, and knowing that one of the things about the tech ecosystem is how nimble it has to be, how quick decisions have to be, how quick things have to move.
Yeah.
Is this thing necessary at this time?
I think there's a lot of great stuff in this bill, a lot of great benefits to the startup ecosystem.
Like what?
No, but I'll come to that. But I think I don't believe the benefits need this government-endorsed labeling of legitimate labeled startups versus non-labeled startups. I think government can still provide all the help it needs to provide to the ecosystem in this bill without becoming the arbiter of who is a startup and who isn't. And so in terms of, like I said, funding, incentives for the private sector to invest more, putting money into training, development to create more personnel for the ecosystem, reducing regulatory bottlenecks with intellectual property, with the Securities and Exchange for investment. There are lots of things in the startup that are good, but I don't really see why it's only reserved for the labeled startups, and it's only government who chooses who the labeled startups are.
Lagos, join the conversation, shall we? Let's hear your thoughts. Let's hear your questions. If you work in tech, if you are a founder, if you in the industry, tell us what you think the problems in the industry are, what you think you can be doing or shouldn't be doing to help. What do you think about this startup council and the secretariat deciding which companies get labeled as a startup and which companies don't? If you have questions for Chief Oboferebe, go ahead and ask. Just call him Chief Andy. I know that his surname trips a lot of people up, but just Chief Andy is fine, or you can just call him Andy. It's fine. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Also, share your thoughts on Facebook Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. As I predicted, we have lots of people already asking, how can they get in touch? I have a proposal you need to look at. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. That's for WhatsApp. And the phone number again is 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. For women, 01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra, this is Achike from First Start.
Achike, welcome.
Yeah, your Minister for Defense. I agree, the High Chief there.
I agree too.
Sandra, you know, I feel like when they bring these policies, as in the first thing that comes to my mind is based on what? We have a government that has this attitude of, okay, like now, as I'm trading Forex, you don't give me constant line. You didn't buy my laptop. You are not subsidizing data. You just say, oh, there's money here. And you come with this, your policies. I would expect this kind of thing. You call people like Chief. You call the people that made Paystack. And I understand they are lawyers that deal on intellectual property. You sit these people down. You talk to them. In fact, for me, the thing they would even have passed with this bill is that at least let police stop harassing people with laptops. That's the first step for me. Do you know how many startups that have been killed at the hand of security? That is the first step for me. As in, not everybody with a laptop is a fraudster. I don't know what Chief thinks. Or is there a way these startup people can, like, as in, have a discussion with them before they pass this deal? I don't trust government. Is this not the same government? You have people that voted against independent transmission of power. You saw how CBN came down on cryptocurrency. As in, I don't know what they have to offer.
All right. Thank you, Achike, for calling, Chief.
Well, I think Achike, your Minister of Defense, I really like that he has boiled down some of the fundamental pain points for founders in the tech sector, people who are working in tech, trying to build basic things like internet connectivity. We just heard, I heard on your show as I was on my way in here, that the telcos want to raise prices by 40%,
right,
because of, you know, energy, energy costs going up and taxes on telcos going up.
Right.
So that's going to affect every startup because, you know, they all live by internet data costs.
Right.
That's one.
Right.
You have, like you said, power supply. You know, they are running, you know, many of them are running generators round the clock just to, you know, keep things going.
Right.
You know, then he talked about harassment by law enforcement. You know, these are things you talk to, I talk to founders every day. And these are the core things that disturb them, that worry them at getting their way. And really, I think you don't need a startup bill to handle these things.
Hmm.
You just need execution of policies that are already on the books to handle those basic things. So the question now becomes, are those basic things being handled? And should we be talking about other things before we do that?
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, Lagos is calling me. Lagos, keep those calls coming, okay? We'll take a very short break. When we come back, we'll talk to you and we'll talk to the Chief. I have more questions. You know, we've talked about some of the potential benefits of this bill. So you're going to break it down for me. We're going to go into a bit more detail. So we'll talk about financing, for instance. So where does the money come from? You know, I have lots of questions and, you know, you're going to answer them for me. Chief Oboforibo is a product lead at Founders Factory Africa. Founders Factory Africa is a venture capital firm and venture studio. And today he's talking to us about Nigeria's startup bill. How will it impact the tech ecosystem? I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Balogun and Broad, our business segment on Hard Facts. Don't go away.
All out, we tell us. That's all my friends and family. Them bust my head, them send money. Come on, them go all out for me. Oh. All out, we tell us. Plenty bills you got to pay. Sort them out today, today. Get the loan without delay. All out, we tell us. So save money. All out, invest money.
people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
This season, home will never be the same again.
You mean home won't be? Honey, I'm home.
Nah.
What about peace be unto this house?
Nope. This season, Netflix has given meaning to the word home because all the biggest and best Nollywood movies and series will be coming home to Netflix. Watch King of Boys 2, Rattlesnake, Armageddon, Castle and Castle 2, and more amazing titles coming this season. Nollywood is home. Download and sign up today on Netflix.com.
In the morning, ready to conquer the day, cause my money they grow every day with Persevo. So I step up with no stress, living the soft life, oh yes. Persevo got my back, so when I hear the, I know I'm making money.
Today, I make money every day at 10% interest per annum with Fair Save from Fair Money Microfinance Bank.
There is always more to share at our iftar table filled with pasta, semo, noodles, and many more.
Cook up nutritious meals and memories with our range of quality products from Golden Penny. Golden Penny, at the heart of the family.
We are delighted to announce 3 flights a week from Lagos to Johannesburg. We now depart on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Come on board with us and let's go the distance. Booking now open. Visit flysaa.com. Dial 01-270-268125 or contact your nearest IATA travel agent. Ready to go the distance with South African Airways.
No matter where you go, no matter how we be,
I go always there for you.
Anything where you come, oh, whatever you drink, oh,
I can not give it back for you.
All I ask in return is that you treat me a little better. With Hydro
toilet cleaner,
my hygiene, your own, no. Hydro
toilet cleaner,
it's a win-win for me and you.
So make me
window.
Ramadan is the most special holy month. May the most merciful guide us better and bless us with all prosperity in life. From all of us at ShopRite, we wish our Muslim customers and staff a joyous and blessed Eid. At ShopRite, we have everything you and your family need to make this holiday a super one. Ramadan Mubarak.
Many people are in business, but not everyone means business. The people who mean business never say no to money, cash, card, or transfer. These ones grab business opportunities with their full chest. Keep an eye on things that matter, like people, cash flow, and how it all adds up. They do not only know their onions, they know their numbers. They mean business. With Number, you mean business. Visit www.number.com, that is N-O-M-B-A, number.com, to get started.
Night 9.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
How will the startup bill impact the tech ecosystem? Lagos, welcome to the Realest Business Show on radio. This is Balogun and Broad. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I have on the show with me somebody whose job it is to build the tech sector. He does that for a living. He's a product lead at Founders Factory Africa. He's a, well, Founders Factory Africa is a venture capital firm and a venture studio. He's also a friend of the show, Chief Andy Oboforibo. Good to have you here. And Chief has been talking to us about the startup bill that has passed second reading in the House of Reps after being sent to the National Assembly by the presidency. The supporters of this bill say that it's going to help grow the Nigerian tech sector. I should remind you what our business hard fact today is. According to Tech Cabal's State of Tech in Africa report, the Nigerian tech sector received $540 million in venture capital funding in 28 deals in the first quarter of 2022. This startup bill, amongst other things, wants to provide funding, for instance, for startups. At least the labeled startups are going to get funding, amongst other things. Now, Chief, talk to me about the financing benefit of this startup bill. If it becomes a law, you know, talk to me about it.
So first and foremost, the bill, if it becomes a law, will set up a fund called the, the Startup Investment Seed Fund.
That's right.
It's going to be part of the NSIA, the National Sovereign Wealth Fund, basically. And that fund will be at the disposal of the council and its secretariat to provide seed funding, seed stage funding and pre-seed funding, early stage funding, basically, to Nigerian startups, labeled startups. Startups are labeled by the by the council and the secretariat. So, again, it's... When I say seed and pre-seed, I mean very, very early.
Where will the money come from?
Now, that is not clear in the bill. So the bill says that the council and the secretariat will have the power to decide where the money for the fund will come from. So that's basically giving them the right to levy from particular government revenue streams and say, you know, like for instance, like with the police fund, we know that, oh, okay, companies in corporate income tax, a certain piece of the percentage of income tax goes to the police fund, for instance. So the bill basically leaves that blank, and it's allowing the secretariat and the council to decide where the funding will come from, but it's not actually spelled out.
So that's
I think that's an interesting point, and I'd really be interested to see what the National Assembly says about that, because generally they tend to want to know where, you know, they have the power of the purse.
Yeah.
So they don't want to like leave a blank check for the executive to say, draw money from anywhere.
Is the fact that it's a blank check a feature, not a bug?
Well, I honestly can't say.
Honestly can't say at the moment. Okay. That's direct funding from government, right? How does this bill go about increasing private funding to startups?
Yeah, so like I mentioned, it incentivizes investment. So if you are an investor and you invest in a labeled startup, you get a 30% rebate on your income tax. So if your income tax was meant to be, you know, 100,000 naira.
No, 30% on 30% tax break on all investments.
Yes. So it's a 30% break on the amount of money you invested. So let's say you invested 100,000, your income tax was meant to be 1 million. It will now be 1 million minus 30,000, which is, you know, the 30% of the 100,000 you invested. Right. So that's the incentive for you. So the more you invest, the bigger your tax break, right? That's one. Also, your staff, the staff that if you're one of the startups, staff working in that startup get a 35% personal income tax break. So what that means is, if now you are a developer or a designer or a product manager like me, and you are choosing two startups to work for, you pay your tax rate, your normal tax rate, if you're going to a normal startup. But if you're going to a labeled startup, you pay 35% less tax. So it's an incentive to, you know, get people there. It also allows them technically to reduce their wages a bit.
Okay, Lagos, I want to keep hearing from you. Share your thoughts with me about this startup bill. If you work in tech, if you're a founder, what do you think the problems in the industry are? What do you think you can be doing or shouldn't be doing to help with the problems? Do you think that this bill could solve some of those problems? 0700-993-993-993. Your guest made reference to enlisting of startups in Lagos by the government. No, did you say that?
No, I've not mentioned Lagos once.
No, not at all.
I just mentioned Lagos.
99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. Good evening.
Yes, my name is Michael.
Hi, Michael.
I'm a founder.
Okay.
And CEO of Siamo Technology.
Okay.
We basically do micro lending.
Okay.
And, we were set up 2019.
Okay.
You asked the question, what are the challenges?
Mm-hmm.
We've been paying tax because the first year we couldn't pay tax for adjustment. But the next year we were able to pay tax. And all our staff, we pay our students out to Lagos State and the other places we have our staff. The number one problem for startups in Nigeria, from my own experience and within the business since 2019, is the enabling environment. It's not so much as the tax. We are paying tax because nobody has given us the tax break. But that hasn't impacted us as much as the enabling environment. What do I mean? Do you know that last month alone, we paid 306,000 for diesel? Obviously, we don't have the company where we are working. We only rented a 80 square meter apartment in the house of BI, and we paid that amount for diesel. I told them be shutting down because I can't pay 2 months in a row and I'll still be alive. So those basic things, power, light, what do you call it, just enabling environment to make the business thrive. Don't give us tax break. The investors that see the value we are creating are already coming with their own funds. Just make the atmosphere conducive for us to share our ideas and make money for this nation. That's for me, that's my own greatest challenge, enabling environment.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, President.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, hello?
Hello, good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon to you. What's your name?
My name is Oluwatobi Roland.
Welcome, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not actually calling on to contribute on the show.
Okay, then. 99.3, hello?
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 Yeah,
hello? Hello? Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, good evening. My name is OJ.
Good evening,
OJ. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, OJ.
Yeah, good evening, Chief. I greet you and thank you for all you do for the tech sector.
Good evening, OJ. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a tech enthusiast. I love what's going on in the sector and how Nigerians are pushing, but I'm not excited about this commission or whatever that they get, or the bill as it is. Because setting up that commission is just going to be another, it's just going to go, the way of all Nigerian agencies, you know, where we find a way of relegating the best to the background and it becomes an issue of cronyism and all that. Because we have several agencies in all sectors, the Federal Institute of Industrial Research in Oshodi, there is raw materials research and all these institutes and whatever. There, nothing is coming out of those places. Over the years, sinkholes for funds. Now, we're looking at the tech sector. Without the government intervention, we've seen people that are coming up and doing a whole lot, you know, a whole lot of innovations and all that. All that the young Nigerians need, fix infrastructure, fix the power sector, fix let there be ready and affordable access to internet. That is all these young Nigerians need. They don't need seed capital. It's not even needed from the government. there are venture capitalists out there that once they see an idea, they are ready to follow up with their money. So the government, you know, coming up with this bill and, you know, having the president and the VP sitting on the board and NITDA and all that, sincerely, Sandra, I'm not excited about all this. I'm not. It's just going to be another waste of our time and our money. Thank you.
OJ, thank you very much for calling. Cronyism was the word I was looking for when I said a patronage system. But what do you think about what he said?
Yeah, I think the question, and it ties to what the previous caller said as well, which is that investors are already investing. Your business hard fact, you know, you're talking about almost, you know, half a trillion naira in the first 3 months of the year alone, mm-hmm. going into the sector.
Mm-hmm.
So if the government is talking about creating tax breaks and all these other things to improve investment or increase investment,
do you need the council to do it?
No, I think the question I was going to say
you need
was
a law to do it.
Do we actually need government's help to increase investment in the sector, or is investment in the sector increasing anyway? And so when you look at it in those terms, the question becomes, is this the best use of government's energy, attention, and efforts, or should government instead focus on basic ease of doing business things, which is removing, you know, improving the regulatory environment, streamlining that investment in infrastructure to bring down operational costs like energy costs and internet connectivity costs and reliability, improving reliability. And I think that's the critical question that has to be asked about this bill. And I don't honestly think that the bill itself orients government in the most ideal direction.
We've got a comment here on WhatsApp from Chooks in Ikeja. Chooks says, Sandra, from what the guest has said so far, I think that the government involvement here will end up being a stumbling block instead of facilitating or making things smoother for startups. Thank you for taking my message, he says. All right, thank you so much for sending it in. We've got lots of people who are asking how they can get in touch with our guest. Well, he's on Twitter at AndroidO, so find him there. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
You're not special, I'm Dr. Sanjay.
Good to have you on the show, sir. Welcome. Go ahead.
Double Chief, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Are you single chief or just one chief?
Oh, not single?
Yes.
No, for me, you are my double chief, sir.
Thank you.
Chief Andy.
Yes.
Quick one. President Sandra, I want to beg Double Chief, dispensation. I want him to help us.
You... Hello? His line is not very clear today. I don't know what's happening with that. But we've got a message here from Tony. Tony's listening from Birmingham, Alabama. Tony says, Sandra, I'm not vast with what you're discussing, but there's something that I know too well, and that is that anything touched by government at any level in Nigeria usually ends up with no head or tail. And from what the guest is saying so far to me, it looks more like the government involvement in this regard will be a stumbling block to the startups instead, and not the other way around. All right, Tony from Birmingham, Alabama, thank you very much for your message. Let's take one more call. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
My name is Akpo.
Akpo, welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. Chief, I really want to appreciate you for your efforts. You are doing a great job.
Thank you.
I want to make a suggestion, a quick one, because I'm open to work with a Chinese man some few years back, and one thing I've noticed about the Chinese man, Chinese way of doing business, I think they always take a van woman. Their Nigeria see problem, they see opportunity. And you can go and check so many Chinese companies, and in terms of this, our arts, economy, everything, they are still surviving. I think their business model needs to go and be researched. How Chinese companies are surviving this, our arts, economy. I got one of the reasons. The guy I was working with before told me a particular thing, and that thing I'll just keep. He said, any business that failed in Nigeria because of power problem, he said, doesn't plan to do business in Nigeria. Because before you come to Nigerian economy, you know, they have a challenge, power challenge. So, but you prepare for that from day one, you're coming to Nigeria. And he said, most of the Abinya always prepare for that. Anyway, even anywhere they go, you prepare for the biggest challenge in that economy.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here from Olumide who says, I haven't read the bill. My opinion, nevertheless, is this government should forget the bill. Every single government-related process just frustrates everyone. At this point, I think that this is a deliberate, as it creates room for corruption and sharp practices. ASUU has been on strike, yet we are to believe that they will improve startup tech-related education. Government should just hands off. At best, let them be a VC for startups that meet whatever criteria they want. Chief, what do you think about that?
I think first, I'll go back to that previous call about China. I think there's a difference between a company coming into a country backed with, you know, a lot of funding coming in, and they've assessed the market and they have the money to handle whatever challenges in the market. And startups. Startups, by their very definition, started out with very little money. That's why people like us at Founders Factory were needed to put money into these startups. So somebody starting out with a clear idea of a problem in their immediate environment and how they think they can solve it, but they're coming from the Nigerian system with no money in their bank account, no friends and family who can, you know, shell out a few million to help them start. I mean, you really can't compare them with a foreign company coming in. And these people need all the assistance they can get in terms of better connectivity, cheaper data, uninterrupted power, access to the basic infrastructure to get a company going.
Oh, speaking of, funding and things like that, Number is doing great work, yes?
Yes, they are. They're doing some really, really great works. So if you don't know about Number is a business that helps people have access to tools that help simplify payment and drive your business growth, right? So everyone is so stuck on to, right, actually doing the physical receipts, right? But Number operates in a very different way, right? So never watch your money walk away again, because now you can receive all forms of payment, i.e. cash, cards, or transfer, and view them on one unified dashboard real time. No more physical receipts, no more credit books, right? You can keep track of your records and your per capita income and everything that has to do with numbers and your account details for your business through Number. Now, I know it sounds very sophisticated and I know it sounds very, very complicated, but it's a very easy it's a very, very easy equipment to use, right? And they've made it very relatable for everyone to use and gain access to it. So even if you're a small business owner, even if you're a very big business owner, even if you're just a retailer down the street, you can use Number. Even as small as a malam, right? Literally, Number is accessible for everyone. Now, for more information and details about Number, all you have to do is go to their website, www.number.com. That is www.number.com. Number is NOMBA. Or you can call them on 081-388-5008. That is 01-388-5008. 01-388-5008.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Now, I have to come back to you, Chief, of course. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and this segment is the Realest Business Show on radio. We talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. And this startup bill will affect the tech ecosystem. The question is how. And that's what we've been talking about on the show today. I've had as my guest a product lead at Founders Factory Africa. It's a venture capital firm. It's a venture studio. And Chief Andy Oboforibo is also a friend of the show. And he's talking to us about, well, this bill. And I have to quickly ask before we go. We've got about 2 minutes and then we have to go for the news and come back and keep talking. But I have to ask, beyond funding, this bill also empowers the Secretariat to provide training for startups. We've mentioned this earlier, but I want us to get into a bit more detail. How will that work?
Yeah, so there are multiple lanes for the training. First, there's direct training to the startups. So again, labeled startups mm-hmm. will now have access to, there's a portal that's going to be created. Mm-hmm. And through that portal, a founder or a worker in a labeled startup can access specific training programs to improve their work.
Right.
Now, who is providing those training programs? The secretariat directly itself, working with its strategic partners that provide different training. One of these partners that is specifically called out in the bill is the ITF, Industrial Training Fund.
Right.
So you have these partners providing training through the portal for the startups.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a direct link. Then there's also the indirect, which is meant to provide general upskilling for the ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
So there, the secretariat is going to collaborate with universities to create training programs within the schools for the various skills needed in the tech ecosystem. Then also, the secretariat intends to set up 6 digital centers, digital acquisition centers, one in each geopolitical zone.
Will they have light?
Well, that's a fair question. But yes, so you have one in the southwest, south-south, etc. And each of them is going to be providing direct courses. So that's the idea for training.
Okay, I will drag Chief back to the studio next Wednesday so that we can talk about this some more, because it's such a vast subject and there's so much that the bill wants to take care of. There's so much that the bill wants to touch, and I want to make sure, Lagos, that you have all the information you need about this bill to make up your mind if you want to support it or if you want to oppose it, and if it's too late to do either. But Chief, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to have you on Hard Facts.
Always great to be here,
Sandra. I will drag you back next week.
Kicking and screaming.
So 5 p.m. Make it a date, Lagos. Let's keep talking about the startup bill. We'll take a break now, bring you the news at 6. After the news is done, we'll talk to our friends from CM Trading who want to talk to you about trading Forex. And then when they are done, you and I will talk again about our tournament, our playoff debates that aired at 4 o'clock today. You don't want to miss this, really. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Don't go away.
Quality electronics? Go for Polystar. Need it at your doorstep? Simply shop now. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info.